matter what people say. Yeah. We got it going on. Yeah. Who cares about what they think?
You know me. I'm the hottest in this
scene. WJMS. This is According to RP.
Turn up the volume, kick back, and get raw with us.
From the latest hip-hop beats to social issues that cripple the black community, all from the perspective of a young, strong black woman.
A strong black woman.
And now your host, Rita.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of According to RP on WJMS Radio. It's your girl, Rita Pierre, your host. And as always, I hope you guys are thriving, thriving, and surviving in these coronavirus times. Now, I know many of you were probably wondering what is going on with Rita, because it's been 2 weeks and there hasn't been a new episode. There's been all these replays, and I know I've gotten some messages, some DMs, people asking me if I'm okay, what's going on. And your girl fell victim to the corona streets, unfortunately. And so I was down for the count for the last couple of weeks, and I just did not have the energy. I was not doing too well, and I could not make an episode, even though I tried, but I just couldn't do it. And I had to listen to my body, and I had to listen to my people who were like, sit your ass down, calm your ass down. The radio show will be fine. And so that's why you guys have not heard a live episode. And even this week, I was debating as to whether or not I should do a show, because it's been so long and I don't like, you know, doing replays like that. I don't. Especially with the way that this show works, you know, in the beginning, we talk a lot about current events. And so it's crazy sometimes to be like, yeah, you know, Black History Month. And it's like, dude, it's like May. So because I keep my preliminary so current, you know, I hate having to do replay episodes. So apologize for those of you who were looking forward to new episodes and you had to listen to the replays. I hope that you were able to get something from the replay episodes, though, because I think that all our shows are important. And sometimes you gotta, you know, be forced to go back and listen, right? So I hope that you guys were able to get some stuff from the last couple of episodes that were replayed. I just want to just say, you know, I'm just want to thank God for life. And, you know, this is not an ultra religious show, but I am a Christian. I never shy away from that. But I do want to just take this time to say, you know, thank you to God, because, like, you know, we joke around about the Rona so much on this show. I mean, we take it seriously, but, you know, we have our Urban Dictionary words that, you know, cast jokes on it, but it's a real thing, you know. And I know a lot of people still think that it's not. A lot of people are still very reckless out there, but it's a real thing, because you don't know how it's going to affect you. Like, the person who gave it to you, or the person, people who are out here chilling, talking about, oh, it's not that serious, you know, I got over it, I just had a sniffle, like, that was them. But you literally have other people who are in hospitals, who are dying from it, right? And you don't know until you know. And like, for me, I've always been terrified of catching it, even though I am 99.99% sure I had this in the beginning of the pandemic, just because I wasn't able to breathe and I had all these issues. But because they weren't testing you, you didn't really 100% know. You just had speculation. And I think that the mental part of it goes a long way, because, you know, you dealt with it differently, right? But then it's a different experience for you to actually know that you have it. It's a totally different experience. Anxiety kicks in, and that doesn't help, you know, the healing process. You know, it's crazy, because, you know, I have a lot of people who had recently gotten it, and some of them were fine, you know. So when I ended up finding out that I had it, I was thinking I was just going to have like a sniffle, a little cough. I had no idea that I was going to end up going through all of the symptoms and having to go to the hospital and doing all this extra stuff, right? And still, even after getting over it, technically, having residual issues and having issues breathing and all this other stuff. So I am here to tell you people that this thing is real. It's not anything to joke around. And I know that people are getting vaccinated and there's a false sense of security that's being created. Just keep your mask on, people. And you know, do social distance, do what you need to do. I think for me, the reason why it's still like kind of affecting me is because mentally I haven't been able to get over it. And I think a lot of people that I've spoken to, they're stuck in that mindset. Like they can't mentally get over the fact that they got it, because anybody who knows me knows that I am very careful. I don't actually go out. There are weeks where I never leave my house. But, you know, this time around, it was that false sense of security that was created, right? Everybody, you expect the people that you're around, or there was not even expectation. It was said that everybody was going to be either vaccinated or negative. And so in that moment where you thought there was security, there wasn't. And unfortunately, I was, that one time where you're like, oh, you know, everybody is going to be safe. One person comes, is not safe. And it's that one person that ends up getting everybody. And so for me, I'm still dealing with anger. I'm still dealing with annoyance. And that I think is hindering the healing process a little bit, because I'm still so very angry. I'm trying to get over it. But I just say all that to say this, like there's a lot of false security being created among friend groups, among family groups, even where people are like, yeah, I haven't left the house. I feel good. I'm fine. And there's still a lot of misconception. Like there are people who really think that just because you don't have symptoms, you can't pass and spread the Rona. Like there's a lot of ignorance, and it boggles my mind as to how that's possible, because the internet is at everybody's fingertips. There's no reason for anybody to remain ignorant, but unfortunately there's a lot of that going on. And so you have people who are reckless and are just in these streets spreading this thing around. So you guys just have to be careful. Like I was always very careful, but now I think because there's like a level of traumatization, I am not like going near anybody. Like I ordered like this extra plastic face shield, which I absolutely hate. But at some point I'm going to get back to how I normally was before and just continue with my safeguards. But it's crazy. And so I've been out of commission for the last couple of weeks, so I wasn't able to put together anything. I didn't have the energy. I didn't have the breath to sit and actually, you know, do a show. But I think it's important for me to try to carry on with everyday daily life so that I can slowly start to get back to normal, even on a mental level. So we're here today. We're here with a new show. I know my voice is several octaves lower and I'm much more sultry than normal. Funny enough, though, my girlfriends in my chat group, I left them a voice note because they didn't know what was really going on with me. And I kind of updated them. And they were like, I like this voice. Like this voice, they're like, you need to start sending men voice notes while you have this voice, while you have this sultry energy. I found that to be funny, but maybe I'll do some late night radio while I'm still down and out. But today is Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day, and I just wanted to say happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there, whether you birthed the child, whether you know you're a mother figure, you're a surrogate. I just wanted to say, you know, happy Mother's Day to you. Now, for those of you who are of Haitian descent and Dominican descent, you know that today is not our Mother's Day. Mother's Day for Haitians and Dominicans are actually celebrated on the last Sunday of May. So this year, May 30th, is going to be Haitian Mother's Day. So with that being said, I understand that some of you guys did not have an opportunity to send me that Cash App, to send me the flowers and the gifts. It's okay. You have another bite at the apple. May 30th is Haitian Mother's Day. I'll collect them early. If you want to send them now, that is fine. But in all seriousness, we do celebrate on the last Sunday of the month. So don't forget to tell all your Haitians and all your Dominicans Happy Mother's Day on May 30th. Since it's on the, you know, it's falls on a Sunday, we're going to do a show. I'll remind you guys. But by the time you guys hear the show, it's already evening time. So I'm letting you know now. Put in your calendar so that you guys can celebrate with your Haitians and Dominicans accordingly. So today we are going to go through the preliminaries, and then we're going to go into just a conversation on motherhood and my reflections on it, you know, as it stands now. I'm 14 years in the game, and just some of the, you know, lessons learned, and hopefully I can provide some inspiring words to some of you guys out there who are doing this mothering thing, but are kind of feeling like, man, what am I doing? Am I doing this right? You know, so I'm going to go into that conversation just a little bit. But before we even get into the preliminaries, see, I'm all over the place today. It's May is also Mental Health Awareness Month. And so we do a lot of mental health awareness on this show regardless, but I just wanted to just put that out there. We are going to try to have at least one episode dedicated to mental health awareness, but I also just wanted to direct you guys to Black Ivy Media. You can follow us on Instagram, follow us on YouTube, follow us on Facebook. Again, you know, I took like 2 weeks off. There haven't been any posts because I was serious about just trying to, you know, really get my healing in order. But I urge you guys to follow us on that platform, because you will start seeing a lot of posts, you know, just providing information on mental health awareness and the various aspects, right? There's so many different aspects to mental health. It's not always illness. A lot of times people think that when we're talking about mental health, we're talking also about or just exclusively about illness. You can have no mental illnesses and still need to improve your mental health. It's two separate concepts that can be, you know, they can both be valid in one person, or it could just be that one person just really needs to work on their mental health, but they have no mental illnesses. So I think it's important that that distinction is noted, but just, you know, keep in mind that we are going to be, you know, posting about it. We have our media writers who are writing amazing pieces on mental health awareness. So we definitely want you guys to head on over to the website, www.blackivymedia.com, click on the articles tabs, and really just dive into some of the articles that our media writers, our young media writers, are writing on such important topics. So now that that's out the way, it is now time for our Urban Dictionary word or phrase of the week.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
May I have the definition?
What does skeet skeet mean?
What's on fleek?
Can you use it in a sentence?
I'm on fleek. Is it lit?
And it's going to be lit.
Major key.
It's time for the Urban Dictionary word or phrase of the week.
So this week's Urban Dictionary word or phrase of the week is chronic cringe. Chronic cringe, when you've done something so cringe, you can't stop replaying it in your head and it stops you from getting on with your everyday life. Example, Dan, bro, why have you been staring into space for the last hour doing nothing? Me, bro, I have chronic cringe from what happened earlier. I can't concentrate. And so in line with Mental Health Awareness Month, I feel like a lot of us do this chronic cringe thing. Like we replay cringeworthy events over and over and it prevents us from moving on. I can tell you that I am very notorious for this behavior. I am one of those people, although I'm not a big dweller and I really don't hold grudges, you know, I do sometimes, though, like if it's something that's, again, cringeworthy, I do sometimes replay these things and it prevents me from moving forward at the time. I think we all have done it at some point in our lives. But at the end of the day, you know, it's about moving forward, right? A lot of us, you know, we've made mistakes. We're going to continue making mistakes. Like, that's just part of our human life cycle, right? Sometimes we learn, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we have to learn more than once, right? But we can't allow ourselves to replay, you know, these moments in a way that's so detrimental that we cannot move forward. We have to do better. And that's something that I'm working on. You know, we make these mistakes. And again, you know, we're human, we do them. But a lot of times we don't give ourselves grace, and we don't allow ourselves to move forward. We don't allow ourselves to get over things because we're still stuck on it. So that is the Urban Dictionary word or phrase of the week. So it is now time for our Haitian Creole word or phrase of the week. This week's Haitian Creole word or phrase of the week is Bonne Fête de Mère, Happy Mother's Day. So Happy Mother's Day in Haitian Creole is Bonne Fête de Mère, Bonne Fête de Mère, Happy Mother's Day. So this week there isn't an actual big up of the week or a womp womp of the week because I did not have the energy to scroll and locate any real information. But since it's Mother's Day, I will just again give a big up of the week to all of the mothers out there who are just doing their thing. You know, whether you think you're doing it or not, I just really want to just acknowledge you guys and just, you know, big you guys up for all of the wonderful things that you do for society, for your families. People really don't understand, like, the amount of sacrifice that mothers, you know, do, right? The sacrifices that we make for our children, for our communities. So I just wanted to give the big up of the week to all of the mothers out there. So like I said earlier, guys, today is not going to be a very, very long show. I'm going to try to make it to the hour, but it'll probably be a little bit under. Next week, though, guys, we're back to full schedule. I'm starting to feel better. I already have my guest lined up for next week. He was supposed to be for this week, but, you know, wasn't feeling too well. So I pushed it back. But we're definitely going to be back to a regularly scheduled program. I am already claiming it in Jesus' name. I'm going to be back to being the chipper, upbeat radio host that you guys are used to. But for today, I'm asking you guys to please bear with me with this sultry voice. Although some of you have told me that you like it, but if I have a choice to keep the sultry voice and still be sick or to be better with an upbeat voice, I'm gonna go for the get better with the upbeat voice. So but either way, today, like I said, I'm going to talk about just motherhood and just my reflections on it as it is Mother's Day. And, you know, I feel like moms just don't get enough credit, that we're not recognized as much as we should. And I know a lot of us didn't get into this business to be acknowledged, but I just think that people really don't understand what it really means to be a mom and what the thought process is, like how we deal with each and every day, right? With this added responsibility, because that's what it is. It's an added responsibility. We're not just responsible for ourselves, but we're responsible for another human being. And that's a lot of pressure to put on anyone. And it's not to say that the dads don't have, you know, the pressure of making sure that they're not raising monsters in this society, but it's a different experience when you are a mother, especially when you are a mother who gave birth to a child, right? I think that's why so many women, so many mothers are so territorial over their kids, because they had to go through a physical process to bring this child into the world. And so when you, you know, especially if you were somebody who had a difficult pregnancy, have a child or raising a child only to be disrespected by that child or the person you had the child with, it conjures up a different type of emotion in you. It's like, it's hard to explain, but it is an emotion. It is a feeling that is just raw, right? So whenever we think about motherhood, or whenever we hear people talk about motherhood, it's always this beautiful process, right? We always hear how motherhood is such a beautiful journey. It's beautiful. It's miraculous. It's the best experience a woman can go through. It's all of these positive things, but it's very rare that we actually hear about the dark side of motherhood, right? And how women really feel about being a mom. I think that society has us, you know, so warped that we don't talk about negative experiences. We don't talk about the downsides of things. And so all you hear and all you see on social media and in just the world in general is just how beautiful motherhood is, and that there aren't any scars. There aren't any battle scars when it comes to being a mom. And that if you don't view motherhood as being this beautiful experience, then something is wrong with you. If you're a mom who is depressed or going through postpartum or going through hard times and negative experiences with your children, that something is wrong with you. And I think a lot of our moms have fallen into this trap. And by falling into this trap, we have second-guessed ourselves. We have criticized ourselves. We've allowed other people's judgments of us to take over and to dictate how we mother, how we feel about ourselves as mothers. And I feel like, you know, we're doing a disservice to ourselves by allowing these emotions and these thought processes to manifest, right? When we allow other people's opinions on how we should mother or how good of a job we're doing to really take hold, we're doing a disservice to ourselves. Because I feel like the moment you become a mother, you know, and you make the decision to become a mother, you know, you've already done something that's magnificent, right? You've already done something that is beyond normal, right? That surpasses regular. You're no longer a regular person when you've accepted the charge to become a mother, whether you know, it was a natural process for you, or, you know, being a surrogate or a fill-in mom, right? I think that the moment that you've accepted the challenge of motherhood, you're already amazing, right? You're already a superwoman. But I think that because of the societal norms of what constitutes a mom, a lot of us, you know, we're operating, we're doing the best that we can. We're mothering, but we don't think that we're doing a good enough job. And, you know, we dwell in the dark places, right? And we allow the distance to widen between our children and our spouses or our significant others and whatnot. And we dwell in this dark corner of the motherhood journey, right? We're not experiencing the joy and the the miracles and all this extra positive stuff that we hear about when it comes to motherhood. And although there are joyous moments, obviously, but there are a lot of negative moments. There are a lot of bad moments, a lot of sad moments, a lot of dark moments, a lot of regret, a lot of guilt, a lot of hurt that is on this motherhood journey that I think a lot of us don't acknowledge, and I don't want to say we don't see it, but we don't acknowledge it. I think that's the word. I think that's the only word that's appropriate here. We don't acknowledge it because it's as if we acknowledge it, and if we even for a second accept the fact that motherhood also has a dark side, we're automatically not a good mother. Because it's like, in order to be a good mother, you have to always be perky. You have to always be positive. You have to always love your children. You have to always love your experience. I think a lot of us are walking around with a lot of mental anguish because there isn't a space for mothers to really be honest with themselves and with their experiences. Some of us don't always like being a mother. Some of us might even regret embarking on this journey called motherhood. And that's like, oh my gosh, so taboo. How could any mother say that they regret being a parent? But I mean, let's be honest. This is not a very easy journey. It's not an easy journey, period. And people are different. Circumstances are different. And I think that we do a disservice to women when we expect them to only harp on the positive things and to only speak about positivity and to only talk about the beautiful and miraculous and wonderful experiences of motherhood. There's a whole other side, you know. And I think that there needs to be more spaces created for mothers to be candid, open, and honest about their experiences. That, you know what? I woke up this morning regretting the fact that I had kids. And it's okay. It's okay to have that feeling. Obviously, you know, you shouldn't dwell on it too much. At that point, I think therapy or whatever might be necessary. But it's okay to have that feeling. It's okay to feel like, man, like, what was I thinking? And it's okay to say that. You know, some of our children do not respect us. And some people might say that, oh, that's because of you. But it might not be that case. Like, some of these kids are just unruly kids. And if you think about yourselves when you were children, some of us were not angels. Some of us were literally spawns of Satan. No matter how hard our parents worked, no matter how good our parents were to us, no matter how nurturing our mothers were, a lot of us still chose to be demons in these streets. Despite the good rearing of our parents, a lot of us still deviated and chose to be demons in these streets, right? But there's just this concept that, you know, mothers just can't be real. They can't acknowledge the realities of life. A lot of us literally have children who don't respect us, who don't acknowledge us, who don't treat us well, who don't make us feel like this journey was worth it. And it's okay to say that, man, what was I thinking? Or that this was not what I expected, right? Like, it's okay to have those moments where you feel like this was not it. Because sometimes it gets to that point. Sometimes it gets to that point where you're at your wit's end and you either don't have the support that you thought you were going to have, you don't have the resources you thought you were going to have, or you thought you were going to be on the right track to be able to make, you know, a better life, and life happens and things get derailed, and here we are, right? Frustrated, alone, defeated even, and having to care for children, right? It's a very mentally charged role to be a mom. And a lot of times, you know, when we're in positions where we have to do what we have to do to survive, and for our children to survive, you know, there's a lot of times there's guilt that's associated with the choices that we make for our survival, right? You know, when you're a single mom going through school or having to work to be able to provide, you know, it's a very honorable thing and it's a very selfless thing to really, you know, do that. But there are many who cast judgment and who really stomp on all of your efforts, right? Here you are thinking that you're being a superwoman and you're providing for your children and you're doing double shifts and your kid doesn't ever have to worry about food. They're going to a decent school. They're wearing decent clothes. You're providing for them in a way that your parents probably didn't even provide for you. But here comes society, here comes family, here comes friends that stomp on your accomplishments and your efforts, and they nitpick at, oh, well, you don't spend enough time with your kid, or why is your kid always at grandparents' house, or why is your kid always this, or you're not doing enough, or why are you not feeding your children organic foods? Like, there's always something that has to be said, and that ends up eating away at you, the mom, who thought you were doing your thing. But now you're made to feel inadequate. You're made to feel as if you're not doing a good job, right? And that eats away at you. And what that does is it affects you, but it also affects the relationship you have with your children because you're pulling away. You don't feel like you're worthy to be their parent. You don't feel like you're doing enough. And that's manifested. So for this Mother's Day, I think the advice that I would want to give moms out there who may not feel like they're worthy of being a mom, who may not feel that they're doing a good job, who may feel guilty because they have to work and they're not spending as much time as, you know, people think, because it's always people, right? It's always people that have these, you know, subjective measures that we then hold ourselves to. But for the for the women, for the moms who are really out here doing what they got to do, but they just feel like they're not doing enough, like, you probably are doing enough. I mean, are there deadbeat moms out there who are out here doing nothing? Of course, we know who they are. We all have one. But that's not the majority of the women that I see, right? Now, could we all stand to do better? Of course, we all could stand to do better. But sometimes it's just not possible to do better, right? Sometimes life really gets in your way. Sometimes your mental health gets in the way. Your job gets in the way. Your kids get in your way of doing good for them, right? But at the end of the day, I think that we should be okay with acknowledging the dark side of motherhood. And to acknowledge that things are not always going to be good, and that you're not always going to be perfect, and that you're not always going to make the right decisions, even though it might look like it at one point, but that we're going to mess up. We're going to fall down. We might even be seen as unfit at times. But as long as you're doing the best that you can do, you should be proud of that. Because you're doing something that a lot of people would never dare be able to do. The same people who are casting judgment, who are criticizing, who are expecting you to live up to these unrealistic expectations of what a mother should be, don't even have the wherewithal or the ability or the capacity to even do a fraction of what you do. So moving forward, is it a blessing to be a mom? Of course it is. It's a blessing to bring in children into this world. Even if they become spawns of Satan's at some point, it's still a blessing. It's something that not everyone can do, even if they tried, right? But I think that we have to give ourselves some grace. when it comes to the motherhood journey, and to just rest in the fact that this is not an easy job. It's a thankless job. It's not a job that pays. It's not a job that yields high rewards. It's an appointment, right? That's kind of how I see it. It's an appointment from God, right? God appoints you to be the caretaker of this gift, right? Now, sometimes as the appointed caretaker, things can go left. But at the end of the day, you were tasked with being somebody's mom. You were tasked with raising a child and bringing them up and rearing them up in this crazy ass world. And that appointment and that assignment is probably the most important appointment you'll ever have in life. But even with that being said, it's okay to acknowledge that you're tired and that you don't want to do this sometimes, because this is not a fun job all the time. Social media moms love to make it look like everything is together. All their kids are fed. All the snacks are stocked. All of the lunch boxes are made. All the kids are neatly tucked in. All the hairs are combed properly without a fuss. Social media loves to make it look easy. And you have a lot of these moms out there who are perpetrating fraud, and they're only showing the good, and they're judging you for even thinking negatively or for making mistakes. Meanwhile, their asses are making mistakes every single day, but they're not showing you that. But you, on the other hand, are trying to live your authentic self, are trying to do what you have to do. You're falling into the trap of these social media moms. Like, it really annoys me. It really burns my cookies, as my friend likes to say, when you have these individuals perpetrating the perfect family on social media. Meanwhile, their life is in shambles. Meanwhile, their kids are disrespectful as hell, but you're not going to see that part, right? You have these people talking about don't discipline your kids, don't do this, don't do that. Meanwhile, we weren't there to see how they snapped, right? And went against their own advice. I think we all just need to rest on the fact that life is not easy. Things are difficult, but we all, as women, have intuitions, right? And our intuitions, for the most part, have led us to the promised land. It's led us to a place of understanding. It's not led us astray. And so I think that with giving ourselves a little more grace and trusting our women's intuition, trusting your gut when it comes to your motherhood journey and how to raise your child and how to, you know, rear up these children, I think we'll be fine. And I think being okay with acknowledging the fact that today is not a good mothering day. Today, I hate these children. Today, I want nothing to do with these kids. Today, I feel like I made a mistake, like this was a mistake. It's okay to dwell in those moments briefly and then get back to reality, obviously. But I think that it's okay. I think that it's okay to have those thoughts and to acknowledge that motherhood is not always beautiful. It's not always roses. It's not always glamorous. It's not always miraculous. And that the motherhood journey is subjective. It's unique. It's unpredictable. But at the end of the day, you are appointed for the task, and that you have to trust and rest in the belief that things are going to be okay. Things are going to work out in the way that they need to work out, and that you're enough, and that you're good enough, and that you are the best possible mom that you can be for that child. So hopefully this sultry rant resonated with somebody. Like I said, next week, we're going to get back to normal. We're going to be back on the RP train. But I do thank you guys for tuning in to this episode. And I do thank you guys for all of your support, for everybody who sent me messages, for everyone who was concerned and noticed that something is off with this rotation. Let me find out what's going on with the girl RP. I really appreciate you guys. You guys are honestly like family to me. And with that being said, everyone, thank you for tuning into another episode of According to RP on WJMS Radio, powered by Black Ivy Media. It's your girl, Rita Pierre, your host. And as always, I will talk to you guys next week.
You were listening to According to RP on WJMS Radio.
About time you tuned in.
Tune in each and every Sunday.
Can't wait to come back.